Our guests in the cafe this morning, we have two Hunt County Master Gardeners this morning. Cynthia Beacom, who's our regular commentator, and also Nancy Oliver is with us this morning. Good morning to both of you.
Morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, we're going to talk about something I bet a lot of people haven't thought about, and we're mainly at first going to be talking to Nancy. But we're going to talk about citrus trees that you can grow on your patio. And the idea is to you can move them in if you need to in cold weather, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. So, Nancy, you grow lemon trees on your patio.
Yes, Meyer lemons.
They're called what?
Meyer
lemons. How do you spell that?
M-E-Y-E-R.
Okay, yeah, I'm familiar with that spelling. And how many did you harvest last year? How many lemons did you get?
142.
That's pretty darn good, isn't it?
Yes, and that's off of four trees. Combined.
Four trees on your patio.
Yes.
So, how large do these get?
They get about maybe 4 to 5 feet tall.
Uh-huh.
And about 3 foot in diameter.
Yeah. And they're in pots.
They're in pots. And the pot's pretty good size.
I'll bet. Now, a pot's going to weigh quite a bit, so you must have some kind of system for bringing them in and
yes,
out.
Yes, we have. My husband made dollies.
Uh-huh.
For them.
But you were saying that you don't have to be overly concerned about the freeze. They're not that fragile.
Now, if they get, they're supposed to be, I can't think of the word I'm trying to use. Hardy.
you can say it, Cynthia. Just.
They're supposed to be cold hardy down to the high 20s.
Uh-huh.
But if it gets 32 or lower, I either bring them in the house or just cover them up with blankets.
Uh-huh. So, but you're not sweating it out terribly if it gets to 32 degrees.
No, yeah, not really.
But if you got down to maybe the teens, then definitely you're going to get into the house. So 140 some odd lemons. What are they? How do they taste compared to the lemons that you would buy in a store?
They're very lemony, but they're not as bitter as a regular lemon.
You said they were a cross with what?
They're a regular lemon. And a mandarin orange.
I see. That sounds very good.
They are good.
Well, and do you use them just like you would use any other lemon that you might
yes.
have? Uh-huh. Yeah. How do you start these? Do you go to a nursery and buy lemon tree or in a very small size?
Yes. They're in probably about a 1 gallon, maybe a 2 gallon
uh-huh.
container. And I try to get the ones that are shaped like a bush, because the others, some of them you buy are shaped, they've been trimmed up and they look like a tree.
Uh-huh.
But they're not as strong as the bush type.
And these continue to have a bush-like appearance
yes.
as they grow?
Uh-huh. Yes.
We're talking with Nancy Oliver, and Cynthia Beacom's going to speak up here in a minute, both Hunt County Master Gardeners we're talking about. Right now, growing lemon trees, but we're going to talk with Cynthia in a minute. She grows
orange
trees on her patio. And again, I would not have thought of this. Are they expensive to buy?
I think the first one I ever bought was about $20. But the more popular they get, the higher the price goes.
Yeah,
so
well,
the last ones I bought was about $30.
That's not too bad.
Nah.
Besides what we've discussed, are there any other tricks to getting them to grow?
I fertilize them from the time they start putting on buds.
Uh-huh.
I fertilize them once a month.
Yeah.
And I water them in the early spring about once a week. But this time of year, they get water every other day.
I see. Is there any particular time of the year it's a good time to start this?
Anytime you can find one.
Okay, and when would that be likely?
Usually in the spring.
Spring. Mm-hmm. So probably best thing to do, file this away, come back to it in the spring.
Right.
Are they hard to find at nurseries?
I have found them at, can I name
sure.
the stores? I found them at Home Depot. The first ones I bought was at Walmart.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Locally?
Yes.
Greenville?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yep.
I would not have guessed that. How about that? I would think you at least have to go to Dallas.
I was surprised, too.
Yeah.
But, yes, and I bought them at Home Depot, and that's it. Oh, Costco carries them.
Okay, well, but
theirs are the ones that are usually trimmed up like a tree.
I see.
They're
But they're not that unusual. They're not that hard to
not
find,
anymore.
I would say. Mm-mm. So, Cynthia, we're going to run out of time here pretty quick, but tell us about your oranges.
I have two. I have a variegated one. It's, I'm not sure how you say it. I wrote it down.
Satsuma.
And I can't remember. Satsuma.
Oh, okay.
But then I have a variegated, which is called a Kalamondin.
Uh-huh.
Both of mine were gifts.
I see.
So I can't tell you where they came from. Very small oranges, but I like the plant. The plant is really pretty. Dark green foliage, glossy green foliage. The blooms are out of this world. On your patio, your whole patio will smell like... Nancy thinks
really?
It's a gardenia. I say honeysuckle.
Wow, great.
But the oranges are great, and I don't know if I can say this on the air, but they're a little tart, but I use mine in my vodka.
Okay, no problem with that.
They make a good garnish.
Okay.
It's not as tart as a lime. A little bit of a citrus flavor. Wonderful.
Well, this you've opened our eyes here this morning. this is a great new thing to think about, and maybe more people do it than I realize, but I don't think very many people do. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us, both of you, this morning.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Nancy Oliver and Cynthia Beacom, Hunt County Master Gardeners. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.